Dana Hip Hop Styles, P Master of Ceremonies review, album review. You know, I gotta say, man, it's you know, I really enjoy this album. I thought, yeah, FIFO, I did. I thought Styles P put together a good project, and you know, I didn't know what to expect from him. When I put it on, because you know, you see people talking about, yeah, it's good, this, that, and the other. So, you know, I always like to judge for myself. And most of the time when you see a lot of high praise like that, it never kind of really lives up to it. But I think overall from what I heard and from what I listened to multiple times, man, I enjoyed it, man. I really appreciate what Styles P put together.
I'm kind of with Ken, man. I like this album. It's not... The thing that I thought was interesting about this album was the fact that Styles P named it Master of Ceremonies. That shit is bold. You cannot name a whack album Master of Ceremonies. So he knew that he had to come hard. Styles P, in my opinion, is not someone that's really known for being overly exceptionally lyrical. He's just known for, I don't know how to say it, but he's known for making a simple line sound dope. I don't know how he does it, but he just does. And this album I thought was good, man. The production was on point. It was straight. It didn't bump in the whip.
This album for me, man. You know, I'm a big Lox fan. I like Sheik Looch, love Styles P, love Jadakiss. But this album was wasn't good. This album wasn't good. The production was not on point. Look at the song "It's Okay" with Jadakiss. Are you serious? I love when Styles P and Jadakiss go back and forth. But that production was not good. That production was not good. That production was not good.
I knew he wasn't gonna like this.
Really?
I knew he wasn't gonna like it. The second I heard, I knew he wasn't gonna like it. I'm not surprised at all. I knew he wasn't gonna like it because
he fucks with
it. It's not a car riding, bumping the whip album. It's a grimy, straight up street album.
But so was A Gangsta and a Gentleman.
The first album was more accessible than this album. The first album was easier to listen to than this album. This album is not as accessible. What accessible means?
It was
means,
easier to listen to because
means,
it was better.
Let me finish.
What it was better. It was.
Are we gonna play the overtalk game?
No, I'm just saying.
You know what accessible means. So we really gonna play the overtalk game?
Yo, I'm just saying it was better.
So you don't sound silly.
It was just better. You don't know what accessible means.
He doesn't.
I don't know what you don't know what accessible means.
He had on. He
didn't know the context.
I've used that 100 million times moving up reviews.
I don't know
millions of times I've said, yeah, it's accessible. You've never once said, what do you mean?
I don't know if you ever used accessible.
Yes, I have.
I think he just wanted he just needed some context so he could frame
this. Well, if he'd be quiet, I would give it to him. Stop
but
interrupting
I already
me.
Understand what you're
trying
to say. No, you
don't. You said it was better. That's not what accessible means.
I know, but...
Then let me finish and you understand.
Okay.
Stop overtalking me. Accessible. When I'm talking about this album being less accessible than the other one, this album is not like everybody can walk in off the street, any random hip-hop fan from your Brother Ali fans to your Lil Wayne fans. It's not like they're just going to automatically say, you know what, I really like this album. His older shit was accessible to just about anybody because it had your street shit. It had your street anthems, but it still had your radio-friendly hits, your radio-friendly beats. The beats were more accessible. This album, I don't think there's any song on here that I can hear on a radio.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
The chick with the chick.
I think the one with Asia. Let me come back on that. Because on A Gangsta and a Gentleman, the beats were easier to listen to.
That's what accessible means,
Damn, can I fucking talk, though?
I'm saying, hold on.
I'm giving you the reason why it was easier to listen to, because it was better. The beats on it were better.
To you, Rafael.
Okay, all right, and that's fine. Okay, that's cool.
You're making an irrelevant argument.
But. All right, Mike.
Go, man.
I'm just saying, but it's like you're not even letting me finish. But nah, it's all good, man. I got nothing else.
Rafael overtalks me and no one says anything, but I do.
But he let you go.
I don't have nothing now, man.
That Rafael power.
What did you say?
Y'all kill me with this shit, man.
No. I'm saying he did give you opportunity to go.
After I did yell at him fucking for like 5-6 minutes.
But I let you go.
After I yelled at you, but then you want to get upset when I overtalk you. Fuck that. That's some bullshit. I'm always a fucking bad guy. Everybody always picking on FIFO. It's some bullshit. Mike always picking on FIFO. You sound all salty and shit. Yeah, like, they always act like Thief on the fucking.
Yeah, they
fucking
do, man. They like, I think they even said that once. King and Mike always picking on FIFA. Let the man talk. Fuck y'all, man.
So y'all don't know what
I'm talking about. I know, man. I've gotten better. I listen.
I know. I ain't cut him off in a minute.
You just did.
I still want to hear
it's
what he has.
Been weeks since I cut him off.
I still want to hear what he has to say, though.
Yeah, I want to hear what he got to say, yeah, too.
So let's
why you Cody Culkin right now?
I'm going to get in the middle so I can be a referee.
Go ahead, B.
Oh, man. Master Ceremony.
That's what we're reviewing?
What up, though?
That's what we're reviewing?
Break the tie.
What up, though?
I'm about to say shit. You said break the what?
Break the tie.
I yeah. mean, for me, well, y'all already know, I love a short and sweet, simple album, man. And the only track, I think, for me, and I liked it. I mean, I liked the album, but the only track that I hated was the one with Pharrell. I could not stand that damn track. I cut that one off. No, I could have been without with that one. He could have cut that one off. I ain't like that song. But overall, I mean, I've been a fan of Styles P for a long time, and I wasn't disappointed, or I wasn't like, oh, you know, I was expecting more. This, I got a Styles P album. This is a good. Like I was saying, I mean, I didn't have a certain amount of expectations for this album. I knew with this album, I got what I wanted, and which was a good, solid, short, sweet, simple Styles P. Not simple. I ain't gonna say simple like that, but you know, a good Styles P album. You know, if you like street grimy hip hop, you know what I'm saying, he brought that to you. Cop the album if you love it. If you're a Styles P fan. I kind of disagree with FIFO. I thought this was a fairly good album. A good album. I think. But
no, you know what I think he did. I think with some of the songs that sounded like they were aimed for the radio, I think he was able to give them a softer sound without them sounding too forced.
But he was still
exactly.
though. He was still street and
exactly.
nasty
yeah.
with it.
Yeah,
so
that's my point.
Yeah, it's, you know, he don't have to have the grimy, hard beats all the time. He had a couple, but the Pharrell one, he could have kept that one.
Yeah,
anyway.
And that really surprised me because most of the time, we know the Lox for what they are, yeah. right? Yeah. And that really surprised me because Jadakiss has struggled with trying to have a little bit more of the commercial sounding songs. You know, he's always kind of sound a little bit out of his element. Styles P was able to just do what he do, create the little softer sound. Hey, if you guys want to spin it, you know, on the radio, go ahead. If not, that's cool, because I'm going to still keep it Styles P.
Yep.
So he was able to do that. I think he did that pretty well without it sounding too out of place
yeah.
on the album. So, you know what? The other thing about this album to me is this is an over 30 hip-hop album. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you listen to some of the content that he touches on in this album, it's real mature, it's current. You know, he has a song about the children. He addresses a lot of political, social.
I wish
Pharrell Monty would spit, though. Yeah, I'm getting tired of that. Why do people keep putting them on hooks?
On hooks, yeah.
You know what? Honestly, like, I think it's budget. I think
budget.
Maybe, I don't think, you know, I'm not too familiar with that, but I've been trying to figure this out for the longest, but maybe they can't.
I'm pretty sure Pharrell Monty, but shit, yeah, let me go spit a hot verse on this right quick, man. Yeah. Come on, Pharrell Monty.
He can't be that expensive.
Yeah.
He's on a major label.
Yeah. Give me some verses, Pharrell Monty.
Can Styles P do a hook? And that was one of the things that I was asking.
He didn't. And that was another thing that was really interesting about this album. Is this there weren't really that many like strong memorable hooks, which kind of differentiate from his older stuff. You did have hooks on his first album, maybe not a lot, but you did have hooks on his first album, which again made the album more accessible than this one. This is not a radio rap album.
This is a straight up Styles P hip hop.
And if you listen right. to Styles P, you know what to expect.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
not gonna,
at this
you're
point,
not gonna
yes.
get
exactly.
like some crazy,
exactly.
over lyrical, fucking triplet ass rhymes.
Exactly.
You're gonna get, like I said before, Styles P making stuff that's moderately simplistic sound cool. Like,
yep.
like when he says some shit about hole in your esophagus, run through your shit like a rhinoceros. Nine times out of ten, if somebody else said that, you'd probably be like, that's kind of silly.
Final thoughts on the album.
Go ahead, let Mr. Negative go, since I always get yelled at for being the negative person. Let Rob Hill get yelled at for
it. It could have been better, man. It could have been better.
could have been
so
better.
So you can't listen to another tracks at all?
No, I can. I like style, so I'm going to listen to it again, man. But it just, it's like,
it meet your expectations.
Yeah, it didn't meet my expectations. Okay. It didn't meet my personal expectations.
I expect. Kind of like what you on the throne.
That might be why. I think what you did. I'm not even gonna say anything bad. I'm just saying I think I now figure out why you don't like it so much. You didn't listen to his last few mixtapes. You wouldn't have known what to expect. If you listened to Gangsta and Gentlemen and then jumped to this.
Oh no 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 no! I didn't just jump.
But
to
you
this.
Haven't listened to anything he's done in the past couple of years.
Well, I've listened to. I had a couple mixtapes. I don't know which ones you're talking about, but you know, like. Did I listen to a Styles P mixtape last week? No.
But I'm saying the ones he's done for the past couple of years, have you listened to them?
Yeah. I've listened to like one or two of them.
He's a fan of them.
I'm a fan of them.
I don't understand why you were surprised by this album.
I guess because it's an album, like you expect.
Yeah.
You know, like mixtapes, you don't have that high expectations.
This is exactly what I expected.
I got what I wanted, man. I mean, hey, I'm a fan of Styles P. And when I listened to this album, I was like, shit, this is a good album. I mean, you know. That's just me. I like it. Copy.